FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz, coming to you from Vancouver, Canada. It's nice again. The heat is gone, but the heat on the markets, the precious metal markets, continues. Hey, as always, be part of the show, participate, join the orgy of fun and knowledge and information about mining stocks, about the economy, and about so many other topics that you care about. The email address is KL@CarrieLutz.com. So just connected with our old friend, Jordan Roy Byrne. And Jordan, hope you're feeling better. It's great to have you back on.
Hey, Carrie. Thanks so much for having me back. And I really appreciate you accommodating me during this busy conference.
Hey, well, we got to fit them in when we can. You know, schedules at these conferences go out the window, but we got a couple of minutes down. Just tell us your publication, your website again.
TheDailyGold.com.
TheDailyGold.com. You will always find a link in the show notes to this interview of anybody we're interviewing, and Jordan's site will be there. Just click it, and it'll take you right to it. So, Jordan, we're seeing declines in precious metals. We're seeing the dollar back up over 95. I didn't even check the price today, but it looks like it broke 95. What does this mean for the investor?
Well, I mean, it means if you're a long investor, you're probably losing money, at least on your statements. The last time we interviewed, I believe in the spring, I was a lot more optimistic on the market. And then shortly after that interview, when gold reversed course and failed to break out, I changed my view. And I've been talking about this in my work. And if you look at the history of what springs bull markets in precious metals, in most cases, in a few cases, it's higher inflation. In most cases, it's the Fed stops hiking rates and they move to a cutting cycle. And there's a lot of similarities between what happened from 1909 to 2001 in commodities in the stock market and what's happening right now. And so simply put, I think as long as the stock market keeps rising, the Fed is going to keep hiking. And once that stops and the economy runs into problems, the Fed will stop hiking. That's when precious metals will bottom and begin a new bull market. When the Fed starts cutting again, that's when precious metals will really move a lot higher. But unfortunately, here and now, you know, we've seen a technical breakdown in silver. The base metals on the monthly chart put in a real vicious reversal the last couple months. The dollar, as you noted, it's back above the 200-day moving average. So it's in some kind of renewed bull market, you could say. So right now, things are not, I mean, they're lining up pretty negatively for precious metals. We're very, very oversold, so we'll probably get some kind of a rally over the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. But for the duration of the year, things look negative or bearish for metals, and I just think that, you know, we have to conserve cash, we have to be really careful, and at some point next year, I believe the Fed will probably stop hiking rates, and that's when you want to be a big buyer of precious metals, and then later on, I think the rest of the commodities will follow.
Okay, so looking at the yield curve, it's been flattening out, and that is always a precursor to a recession. I mean, it's always predicted it. So how much more can they raise with the yield curve literally till it becomes inverted?
Very good question. I think the yield curve will become inverted anyway, probably in the next couple months. And there's a lot of dominoes that need to fall for Fed policy to change. They're not just going to immediately overnight say, oh, we're going to stop hiking rates or we're going to move to a cut. There's dominoes that have to start to fall. And I think the yield curve is like the very first domino. And if you look at what happens, I mean, I think over the last 9 inversions and 9 recessions, the average is like 14 months after an inversion. So, and even after the yield curve inverts, most of the time the stock market still does well. So, but if the yield curve inverts, and this is one reason I think we're going to see, you know, a bottom next year in precious metals, because the lag time from a yield curve inversion to a bear market or recession, I mean, it could be anywhere from 6 months to maybe 15 or 18 months. I don't think it'll be that long this time. It's just the key thing to understand is the yield curve inverting is the first domino to fall, but that doesn't mean that everything is going to turn favorably for precious metals. There's a lag time. And that, you know, that, like I said, that lag time could be 6 months, it could be 9 months, it could be a year, we don't know. But the yield curve inverting is the first domino to fall. And I think, Carrie, you'll start, when that happens, the Fed, they'll still hike rates, but you'll see their language change a little bit. They'll be a little bit more cautious. And like I said, that's the first domino in a series of dominoes to fall in favor of gold and hard assets before we get that next big bull market.
Okay. So what we're seeing, though, also potentially corporate profits starting to decline, and we're seeing a little bit of trouble in paradise in the home sales, home pricing, and as far as quantity of existing home sales, such that looks like it's going down. And then we're seeing, I don't want to call it inflation, but let's call it consumer price increases. We see that starting to pick up. Do you think any of this, a convergence of events, could be closer than you think?
I mean, it's possible. It's possible the lag time, you know, for the yield, like I said, it could be as early as 6 months. You know, I'm not an economist. That's not my expertise. So, I mean, I don't think my opinion there carries a lot of weight. But one thing I will say, I do want to touch on, let's also watch the dollar, because if the dollar, it's consolidating now, and there's really major resistance on around 96 on the DXY. And if we see a big move above that, I think that's going to be another domino that starts to fall, because you mentioned corporate profits. The dollar making another leg higher, that's going to affect corporate profits. I mean, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a pretty big percentage of profits for S&P 500 companies come from overseas. The stronger dollar is going to hurt that. It also hurts emerging markets. So it's kind of perverse, but I think the stronger dollar, it is a domino that's going to be favorable for gold, because it will act as a rate hike. The dollar going much higher if it goes up to 100, if it goes to the old high of 103, because that in itself tightens, you know, that is a policy tightener, and that in itself will at some point, if the dollar keeps going higher, I mean, that's a catalyst for the Fed to stop hiking rates, for the economy to go into recession, and for the Fed to completely change policy like we're talking about. So that's another domino. In addition to the yield curve and the economic data that you're talking about, that's another thing I would keep my eye on.
So one thing that we saw in 2011, actually in 08, 09, but led to the high in 2011 on precious metals prices, was the fear of the solvency, or the lack of solvency, to the banking sector. Apparently now it's happy days are here again, everything is good, but there's some trouble in paradise. We got European banks that potentially could hit the skids, and the U.S. banking system, the U.S. Federal Reserve, can't just sit back and watch the European economic system collapse either.
Absolutely. And you know, that those problems in Europe in the short term, it could potentially negatively affect gold, because that could lead, we were talking about the dollar, that's because the dollar is basically, I mean, 60% of it is the euro, the dollar basket. So if we see these problems in Europe, you know, gold will do well in euro terms, but if the Europe gets so much weaker and the dollar gets so much stronger in the short term, of course, that's negative for gold, but ultimately, if the dollar gets way too strong and it's creating these problems for Europe and the rest of the world, then the Fed will have to come in and change policy. So I all these things we're talking about, Kerry, it's just dominoes need to, the yield curve is probably the first one. The dollar could also be a domino. It's just, we're obviously not there yet, but the things that you're talking about, we can see that there's all these factors that are, I don't want to say they're starting to come together, but maybe over the next, you know, 3, 6, 9 months, they could start to get worse and bring gold, you know, that much closer to a real bull market.
So what do you say to those companies upstairs on the exhibition floor? Some of them really good buys, really great businesses, really great potential. Do you just sit back and wait, or do we hit a low at some point?
Well, I think generally speaking, the sector is probably, like I said, short term here, we're going to have a summer rally, but for the duration of the year, I think most of these stocks will probably trade lower. Now, where the money is going in the mining sector, it's going into exploration and the companies that are making a legitimate discovery, because that adds a significant amount of value to what they're currently worth. Now, money is, I mean, you know, we've seen some companies just without drill holes, they've had good samples, and money has just poured into these stocks. So it's kind of a dichotomy where, generally speaking, things don't look that good. But if you're drilling, I mean, you're doing serious exploration and you have a chance to make a legitimate discovery, money is going to pour into that, you know, regardless of where metals prices are going. So as an investor, you need to look at these companies and are they drilling in the next 6 or 9 months? Are they spending money on something that can bring about a discovery? Because if not, then that stock is probably going to trend lower and you don't want to be in that. So focus on, you know, I wouldn't focus on the producers or the optionality plays or the developers. Focus on the explorers. Look for the companies that are putting money in the ground and have a chance to make a legitimate discovery. I mean, it's really hard to find those, Kerry, but I guarantee you we are going to see a handful of those probably over the next 6 or 9 months. Even if I'm right and things trend lower, there could be a couple or a handful of companies that make discoveries and these go up 3, 4, 5 times.
And that's what we'd love to hear about. That's what we look for. Hey, so keep your head up, keep your powder dry, and be ready for when things start to coalesce, because they always do. Hey, Jordan, thanks for coming on with us. Really appreciate it, as always. Just tell us again, where do we find you?
At thedailygold.com.
All right, thedailygold.com. And hey, be part of the conversation, be part of the show. Email us, kl@kerrylutz.com. The Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz, and the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Jordan, we'll talk to you again real soon. Good connecting with you.
Thanks so much for having me, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.